Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I'm Kim, and I hope that you are starting your weekend and starting your day in a positive way. And thank you so much for tuning in here on the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I want to remind you to download our podcast on pretty much every platform, and that is the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I always start our show with something uplifting, and today's is happiness is not something ready-made. It comes from your own actions. It comes from the inside of your heart, and it's an inside job. So I hope that you are planting those seeds of happiness for you and your family. All right, I do want to remind all of you that I've got some amazing events that I'd love you to be a part of, and my first one is happening May 2nd. If you have trouble sharing your business when you stand up and you need some help, we've got a workshop happening on June 7th, and that is all about Speak Your Business in Thousand Oaks. And then, actually, that's probably the last one I was going to talk about, but our first one is a speed networking, and that is May 2nd, and we'd love to have you there. That is going to be in Westlake. And then also my Mega Mixer is happening May 15th, 5 to 8 at Palm Garden Hotel. We'd love to have you there, too. So if you are interested, you can text us right now or call for more information at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. And just put on there Mixer, Speed Networking, Speak Your Business, any of those, and one of our team members will get back with you. I am so excited. I have the pleasure of speaking with Debbie Chavez today, and, of course, her book, Pivot, How to Break Free from Grief, Heartbreak, Past Abuse, and Resentment. And these are all really ways to just get through your life. And I love what she says here, when we let our emotions dictate our decisions, our behavior, and our direction, we find ourselves in a big mess. So with that, Debbie, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I love the premise of your program to point people towards joy and hope. But sometimes, as we both know, and as all the listeners know, life kind of throws you a curveball, and you can get stuck temporarily.
100%. I call it life happens, right? And that's when life happens, you know, as hard as we can, we wake up starting our day positive. We've got a positive intention. And then, you know, who knows? You go out, you have a flat tire. Who knows? God forbid you get a call. And you how do you not get hijacked? How does your day not get hijacked? And so we have to know that it's really like, where are we supposed to be at this moment? So I'm excited to talk with you.
Yes, well, thank you for having me. And if you'll allow me to tell a little bit of my story, I know that some of my story will really resonate with some of your listeners, because I've gone through the mill. I've had moments in my life that have just been devastating, but I'm here to say that I've been able to bounce back up. Do you remember, some of your listeners are not nearly as old as me, but back in the day, we had this toy. It was kind of like this big inflated Bozo clown, and it had sand weighted at the bottom, and you would just bop it, and then it would pop back up because of the air in there. And I feel like that's kind of what life has done to me so many times, just bop me over.
I love that. What a great scenario. And, you know, what's funny is I think about that all the time, because my dad used to say this, and it was actually a Frank Sinatra. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep going on, you know, and I'd be like, it hurts right now.
I know.
That really is a theory, because it's just, you know, you're breaking through to your next, and What are you going to do? Yep. I mean, you have to just keep going.
And sometimes we do just decide to kind of throw the covers over our head and stay in bed and be depressed, but that's not exactly productive. Or we sink into deep resentment. We become this sour-faced person that no one even wants to be around. That's probably not a good choice. Or we start self-medicating, and now we're overeating, over-shopping, over-scrolling, over-something, and that usually leads to further problems. So there is a better choice, and I, by God's grace, have kind of figured out that better choice, and that's why I'm so excited to share that in my book, Pivot, which obviously we can't go into all the good stuff that God really taught me along my life's journey. But just so listeners can understand that I understand the pain they're going through, I was the victim of really severe ritualistic sexual abuse for about 10 years, starting at the age of 5 years old. And that was obviously devastating and really messed with my identity. I became so insecure, felt completely unlovable. I grabbed for the first guy that would marry me because I thought, oh, you know, surely this will now be my saving grace. But he turned out to be a serial cheater.
Oh,
that did not go well for me. Yeah, so I'm with him for 18 years, just becoming a shell of a person as I just sunk into deep depression. Got divorced, but that's horrible in and of itself because now there's the death of a family unit, so struggling with that. And then right after that, my child, who had just barely turned 18, was arrested and went to prison, and that was devastating. I know all the moms listening could understand how devastating that would be. And then, you know, fast forward, I actually marry a wonderful, godly man for my second marriage, a pastor, and it was so healing. And then just 3.5 years ago, during COVID, this perfectly healthy, wonderful man, my husband, died from COVID alone in a hospital, and I couldn't even say goodbye.
Oh my God, my heart.
So much. So much has happened, and even more. There's more I could go into. But each time, I had a choice to make, Kim. I had a choice to make after grieving, which of course you do need to grieve some of these horrible things. I'm not saying you shouldn't grieve, but I had a choice to make. Am I going to stay stuck in misery and hopelessness and self-pity and victim mentality and just start stuffing my face with food or whatever, over drinking, over shopping to try to medicate my pain? Am I going to do that? Or am I going to turn and say, God, I know you're there. I'm going to reach out and take hold of your hand. I'm going to seek you with everything I've got. And I'm here to say, listeners, I found God in every single one of those moments. It's not like he brought on that pain, but he said, if you will trust in me and turn to me, I will lead you forward. Let's turn the page together to a new chapter, not a chapter that I would have written, because God does not seem to follow my script, Kim. I keep on giving him the script, like, this is how you should do things.
We do know that. This is true. And, you know, that's really interesting. And, you know, for our listeners, we don't really talk about religion or politics on our show, but I am spiritual, and I do believe that we all have a God up there, you know, whatever your thoughts are on it. But you're absolutely right. I had a guest years ago that talked about Pity City. You could sit in Pity City and that's okay because we all need to go through our grieving and all that, but sit there for a long time. Pick yourself up and realize that you are not alone. And I love the name of your book because that seemed to be really the one thing that I heard over and over and over again during COVID and the pandemic is pivot. Learn to pivot. Life is one big pivot.
It really is.
And if you still, you know, like stay stuck and you think that life is going to still stay with you, you're wrong. There's just no possible way. So you have to just go, okay, you know, this isn't what I painted or what I wanted, but this is what I got. Yeah. And you're right. God has a bigger picture for you.
He has a plan. And can I share with you some of the things that happened as I chose to pivot, which it is a choice. And I'm here to say this is a choice. I mean, we can stay stuck if you want to, but why?
Exactly.
Because there's more joy on the other side of the pivot. And so let me just share a couple of the things because I do have a deep trust in God. He's seen me through all of these heartbreaking moments. I'll tell you, for instance, when my child went to prison, which of course was devastating, I trusted in God and I pivoted from my pain and I said, okay, God, I don't know what you're doing here. I don't know how you're going to bring something good out of this, but I trust you. I trust because God in the Bible, he does say that he's going to bring, he'll work all things out for good for those who love him. So I thought, okay, I'm just going to put you to the trust. Let me see what you can do with this mess. This is a challenge for you. But you know what he did? He actually laid on my heart to become a jail chaplain and go into jails and actually bring hope and an encouraging word to many females who were in jail. And I had the privilege of bringing them a message of hope and that you're not forgotten and you are seen and you are loved. And that was so fulfilling for me and hopefully for them as well. But God brought something good out of my painful situation. Fast forward after I lost my husband. I mean, the love of my life is gone in the blink of an eye to COVID. I'm devastated. My world is flipped upside down. And I could have just stayed miserable and said, my life sucks. God is not there. I hate my life. And I could have just been a depressed person the rest of my life. But I chose, after a time of grieving, to pivot and say, I bet you're not done writing my story, God. I bet you have a new chapter if I'll just turn the page. And so I turned forward, and wouldn't you know it, this is so unbelievable. God linked me up with a widower, also a pastor, who had lost his wife, and we're now married.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. You are amazing. First of all, you are inspiration. And I love that
heaven.
Because we have to be open for our next. And you know, maybe God was getting you ready for this next man. And you don't know. I love that. And so, you know, there's a lot of people that have resentment, and I know you talk about that as a toxic. Yes. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Oh, man. I think everyone can relate to resentment. We've all been wounded by people. We've all had people do things. For me, I was sexually abused, but also my first husband cheated all the time. I mean, on and on and on, right? And so we can just get sucked into this place where I believe it's the devil who's just prompting us to replay the offense over and over and over again in our head. Anyone relate to that? Where you just keep on dwelling on it and dwelling on it and replaying, you know, hitting the replay.
Well,
and just anything could happen.
Yeah, and I've also heard that if you don't learn it, guess what? God will keep putting it there until you go, okay, I got it, you know?
So I had to learn to stop hitting the replay button. And I actually had to learn to say, you know what? I'm going to choose to view these people who wounded me as also broken people. They probably didn't wake up in the morning and say, how can I make Debbie Chavez miserable today? No, that's not what they did. They're just broken people who, out of their own woundedness, sometimes do things that hurt other people. And so I started to have compassion, realizing, hey, we're all broken. None of us is perfect. Their offense is different than my offense, but I'm sure I've hurt some people too. And that helped me to begin to let go of some of that resentment. And I actually started to pray for some of the people that had hurt me the most. And actually, it started to bring peace to my soul as I stopped, you know, hitting that replay button, trying to make them suffer for what they had done. And instead, I actually chose to look for little ways that I could show kindness and just be a blessing to them. And it changed me. It uprooted that resentment in me, which was so freeing.
That's awesome. I love that. I love that. Now, let me ask you, okay, I mean, I don't want to say you can accept what happened to you, but you don't have to, how do you say that? Like, I'm blanking here. You don't have to apologize to them, right? But you find peace in your own heart. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've learned, actually, even the person who was the most responsible for my childhood sexual abuse, and there were many people involved in that because it was a ritualistic kind of thing, but one primary person who was a relative of mine, I actually had to learn how to forgive. And forgiveness doesn't mean that you say, oh, what they
did
was no big deal.
That's what I was trying to say. Yes, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, because you forgive doesn't mean you forget. Yes.
Exactly. And it doesn't mean you're saying that what they did was okay. You're simply saying, you know what? I'm going to leave judgment here in God's hands. I'm going to refuse to try to punish them for what they did. I'm going to leave that in God's hands. I'm not even going to keep throwing it back in their face. I'm actually going to try to be kind. I might have to have boundaries with this person if they're still a source of danger emotionally, physically, sexually, in any kind of way. I might have to have boundaries with them, but I'm not going to try to punish them for what they've done. I'm going to leave that in God's hands. And that's what I did. And boy, I'm telling you, it was freeing for me to do that.
I love that. I love that. Debbie, where are you from?
Well, right now I'm in Bellingham, Washington, just north of Seattle. I've been here for about 40 years. Yeah, leading a women's ministry. It's been my delight to, and I think God has a sense of humor because I am like the most broken person over the years, but he's patched me back together. And then he gave me this idea of starting a women's ministry called Squadron of Sisters. And we're all about connecting with people, women in their pain. Because some churches don't really talk about the painful things that are real life. And so we just say, hey, let's just hit it, you know, dead on here. Let's just talk about if your husband's looking at pornography and you're devastated or whatever, you're like, what do you do? And so we're just really real women. What do you do if your husband's looking at pornography?
What?
You know what? Well, let me just tell you, I wish I would have known these things in my first marriage. You know what you do? You don't just stick your head in the sand. You don't just sink into a pool of misery and self-pity. You actually kindly, gently, but firmly confront him and say, this is not okay. I will not put up with it. And if he won't listen, you bring some other people in. You might even have to have an intervention of some sort. You might bring a counselor or a pastor or family members in, and you put some loving pressure on them. And if they won't change, you might even separate for a time to get their attention to say, you know what? I'm a strong woman. I'm confident, and I'm not going to be putting up with this anymore. But you do it in a kind and loving way. That's what you do.
I love that. And what about infidelity? Talk to us about that. How do you deal with that?
Well, really, really honestly, in the same way where you confront, you don't. I think sometimes maybe it's out of embarrassment. I never told anyone in my first marriage that my husband was cheating all the time. I felt embarrassed. But I've learned, you know, get past that. Just actually go and talk to a pastor or a counselor or someone and say, you know what, this is going on. What should I do? Get some good counsel. And for me, I've learned you confront these things. You don't just stuff it and become a former shell of yourself. You confront, you do it gently and kindly, and you would want to be treated if you were doing something wrong, but you draw a firm line and say, this is not going to be going on any longer. You either need to change or we need to separate until you can get your head together and figure out who you want to be with. That's what you do.
I love that because you want to love yourself more than you love your relationship, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and you want to carry yourself with dignity. I've read so much of the Bible because it's been really instructive for me. And there's a place in Proverbs 31 which talks about the wise and a wonderful woman is a woman who's filled with dignity. Well, that means you don't just allow yourself to be a verbal punching bag, a physical punching bag. Like, no, you get to have dignity, self-respect, but you also carry yourself with kindness and love. So it's a little bit of a balancing act.
I love that. And so how do we break this pattern?
Which pattern? The pattern of sinking into depression?
Yeah, or feeling like you're not worth it. A lot of women feel like they're not worth it, and you are worth it. We are all perfect, you know? So what's your thought on
that?
Well,
for me, I'll share I don't know everything. I don't have all the answers in life. But for me, the only thing that really changed my life and got me through all of this was really to dig down into a deeper relationship with God than I had ever had before. I started actually reading the Bible instead of just having it collect dust on my shelf. And I realized, oh my goodness, God has so many words to me that I needed to hear. In fact, if I could just share one of my favorite verses that I stumbled across, it's in Zephaniah, a little known book in the middle of the Bible. It simply says this: the Lord your God is with you. He is mighty to save. He will take great delight in you. He will quiet you with his love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Ooh, when I read that, it was like, oh, God delights in me? Oh my goodness, he's so in love with me that he's singing over me like songs of rejoicing. It started to change the way I viewed myself, like, oh, I am lovable. Who knew?
I love it. And lastly, Debbie, what are we going to find in your book?
Oh, my goodness. In my book, I go into in-depth about how to get rid of resentment, how to recognize if you're really stuck in dysfunction, self-pity, insecurity, grief, and how to get unstuck, how to stop letting your past wounds define you, because that's not God's plan for your life, is that you'd be defined by the wounds in your life. How to use boundaries when appropriate with people, but then when should you stop using boundaries? Like, all of that. And really, just most importantly, like, how to break free so that you can actually find true hope and joy and peace for the remaining years of your life.
I love that. And where do we find your book?
You can just find it at DebbieChavez.com or simply go to Amazon. That's where I have it. And you just type in Debbie Chavez. You'll see my book, Pivot, pop right up there. And I really hope you grab hold of it, not because I'm trying to sell books. I really couldn't care less about that. I just want to help women find what I found and get free from that stuckness so that they can have joy and peace and purpose in life.
I love it. Debbie Chavez, thank you so much for being a guest here on the Kim Pagano Show.
Thank you.
Please share our show with everyone and download our podcast.
Okay.
And I look forward to following
you.
All right. Take care. Thank you so much. All right.
Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It might seem crazy
what I'm about to say. Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the beautiful Santa Rosa Valley, is a locally owned, multi-regional classic Italian restaurant with an extensive wine list. You'll be greeted with warm, friendly, attentive service. Wednesday evenings from 3 to 8 p.m., Manhattan of Camarillo offers a signature three-course menu for $25. For a bit more casual atmosphere, check out Trivia Thursdays in their beer garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. If you're into live music, come see some of Ventura County's premier local talent where you can dance the night away on a large dance floor. Manhattan of Camarillo's private wine and banquet room holds up to 40 people. Make your reservations today or book your next private party. Dinner is served Tuesday through Saturday with easy access off the 101 at Pleasant Valley Road.
Call today for a reservation at 805-388-5550.
That's 805-388-5550. Or go to themanhattanofcamarillo.com.
Kim Pagano invites you to discover the Palm Garden Hotel, where elegance meets comfort in Thousand Oaks. After a stunning $5 million renovation, the hotel boasts a fresh and vibrant look, just under an hour from Malibu's iconic shores. Whether you're visiting for business or leisure, we offer a full array of modern amenities, surrounded by lush gardens and a serene courtyard. Our expansive 14,000 square feet of flexible event space is perfect for any occasion, from intimate gatherings to large conferences. Let our expert team bring your vision to life. We're thrilled to introduce Selvin's Restaurant Plus Lounge, ideal for your next dinner event or weekend escape. Enjoy complimentary perks like Wi-Fi parking and one of the best hot breakfasts in Thousand Oaks. Stay active in our fitness center, equipped with modern training equipment. Book your next stay with us at palmgardenhotel.com or call 805-716-4200 for reservations. We look forward to welcoming you.
TNT Anger Management Services knows that sometimes we get overwhelmed at work and home with our deadline. Try these three tips to help you regain order and focus. Number one, staying focused on the priority should be your main objective. Number two, we all know the word multitasking is highly overrated, so try to keep it simple. Number three, set boundaries for yourself, eliminating side talk and chatter, which can be really disrupting when you have a deadline. These are just some ways to collect oneself, complete your lead task. For more information, visit TNTAMS.com. Or if you're experiencing a lack of focus and anger, please feel free to call Norman Thatcher, the facilitator and owner of TNT Anger Management, directly, 818-264-6255. That's 818-264-6255, or go to TNTAMS.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. This is one of my favorite times. I always have my friend Sam Haas on. And every week, if you've been tuning in, we talk about money. And it's really about your money and how that you, he's really kind of educating us on making sure that at the end of our rope here that we have enough money to survive. And so let's invite Sam Haas. How are you today?
I'm okay. Interesting the word you use, end of our rope.
I know. Is that maybe that wasn't so good, but you know, I mean, sometimes, you know, we can be our best friend or our worst friend. We can hang ourselves, right? I'm a saver, but some people don't think that they're going to get to that point where they can't work anymore and they can't earn anymore. And I've seen that in, you know, a lot of people. And so today, of course, we're going to be talking about income planning versus accumulation planning. And I think it's really interesting, like, who doesn't like think about the future and how much they have to make to live their lifestyle?
And that's kind
Yeah,
of what we're going to
yeah.
be talking about.
I'll
So.
tell you, I'd say I'm really, I'm upset to see what is happening because I've seen professionals with two engineering degrees being homeless. Okay, that's the magnitude of the epidemic in this country. And it's sad because we have a wonderful, wonderful country. We have all the bones, all the goods, all the everything, and that we shouldn't have any homeless in this country, and part of the problem, I think, is this education that people don't have. I do these workshops, and I ask the question all the time. How many people have an income plan? How many people have a roadmap as to their retirement? And literally, no one raises their hands. And I know for a fact that people know and understand accumulation planning because they've done a great job showing folks what stock to buy, what cryptocurrency to buy, or
Right.
whatever, right? But we have failed on the income planning big time, and people have no clue about the rules, Kim, and that's what's bothering me. And and I've seen people come in here, and they really are eager. I just had a couple here in my office, and they're working in the Hollywood industry, and they have pensions. They have this other side plan, like a 401k plan. And they came to our workshop at the Ronald Reagan Library, and they immediately signed up to come in, and they have no clue what is an income plan. And the guy told me, he looked at me straight in the eyes and said, "Sam, I'm in a totally different industry. I need your help. I need you to tell me what to do." And it really helps me to go do what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis, Kim. When I see people care, they want to learn, they want to do the things that is right for them. So the problem is not knowing the rules, and that's going to get you in trouble.
Okay, so I know that we're going to talk about the rules. So what, I mean, what, let's hear your side of it.
Okay. So here's one of them I give you. The rule of 4%. This has been around forever. The rule of 4% basically is all about how much you should take out of your retirement plan so that you don't run out of money, right? And average person, when they retire, they don't want to be aggressive, right? It's common sense. And you don't want to be too conservative so that you miss the growth and keeping up with inflation, right? So if you're a moderate investor and you're putting money in market, I have an index chart here in my office that goes back 85 years. The balanced portfolios do about 7 to 8% return. That's it. Okay. I don't care one year you do 10%, 12%, 15%, but the following year, negative. Just look at this past week. We've lost 8% in the market, past 2 weeks. It's crazy. So you gotta be a moderate investor, right? And if your inflation is about 3%, right, you don't want to take more than 4% out, because if you come and take out 5%, you're going to run out by the 22nd year. There's a whole bunch of write-ups on this, and you can Google it and read up on it. And the most basic people don't know that how much they should be taking out of their retirement plan. So, if you have interest in this, give us a call. Call us at 866-724-2653, 866-724-2653, so that we could run the financial income plan for you. And, the I know you're going to ask me what's the financial income plan, and we've
I
gone
was
over.
ready to ask you that right now. Because for our listeners, if you're having people come in and they have no idea what's going on, because that's your expertise. That's why you're here to share that with us. People don't know that. They don't know where to go and who to trust.
And that's the other big thing, the trust. And unfortunately, we've had some bad apples in the industry that caused a lot of mistrust for the rest of us, that we're genuinely working and trying to do good in the industry. But people can read between the lines. People are very smart today. And but back to this income plan, it's basically a projection where we look at your fixed income sources, such as pension plan you may be getting, Social Security, or maybe real estate income you have, right? And then we look at your expenses. Do you need to keep your standards of living, right? Then we project going forward, take into consideration inflation about 3-4%, whatever you want, and rate of return of 6-7%. Again, that's, we could change that depending on what it is that you want. And we'll run the projection to see if you're going to run out of the money. And that is what most people want to know. If I could retire today, would I run out of money? And that is the basis for the income plan. And of course, once we do that, then we would be getting into other things where should your money be, right? So the income plan is the X-ray in our industry to understand where you're at. Should you work another 2 years? Maybe you should work part-time, or maybe you should relocate, right? Or you can retire and live your standards of living, and that's what the income plan will reveal.
I like
Does
that.
that make sense?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And so I want to know why more people don't have it. And I mean, did they just, maybe it's they weren't brought up that way, I mean, to put away or to know how to take care of their money. What's your thought on that?
Well, the problem is the industry. Okay, there's too many different people in this field, and they have these third-party articles that may not go into the kind of things that people should be looking into as far as income planning, and the type of products you should be into, and once you do the income plan, you could tell yourself, how much your money should be in your growth bucket and how much of it should be in an income bucket, because you need that income for life, right? And you cannot play with that money. That money should be into something safe that you could get that predictable income for life, right? And the other piece could go into a growth bucket that you put off, of course, use stocks, bonds, or what have you, that it's going to keep up with inflation. And as far as the income accounts, yes, we can use bonds, but the problem with bonds, like the way they used to do it many moons ago, I mean, there's still advisors that they do it, but the problem with that is once you run out of money, if you live too long, you run out. Okay, so we've kind of changed that where we use stocks, bonds, and indexed annuities through insurance companies to have that predictable income for life, and then have the long-term care on the side, which is also very, very important. Some of these index annuities come with the rider for the long-term care, that if you need care, they pay twice as much toward your care. And that's another serious matter that gets a lot of people in problem. My father-in-law, mother-in-law needed care. My own dad needed care, and My wife, as you know, needed some care for a year. And, so I've been through it all, and it's a disaster. You
Right.
know, if you don't have it, the children get involved, and, it causes a lot of problems.
And the
And,
stress on the whole family. Yeah.
And I'll always address it. And that's another big epidemic that people do not have long-term care. And it is a problem. Average person needs about 300,000, 400,000 if they need care for about 3, 4 years. And you don't want to work all your life, and at the end of your life, all
Give it
your
all
money is in
away. It's,
long-term
yeah,
care facilities.
100%.
So if you could address that, it's really important. And I always tell folks, I said, you have your car insurance. You wouldn't drive if you don't have car insurance. You have your homeowners, right? You have your health insurance, right? Why wouldn't you insure your retirement? This is the money that's going to pay for everything else while you have to write your own paychecks all these years, right? Why wouldn't
Thought about
you?
it like that, but that is very true. I like it.
Yeah, and it is so important. Some people, the minute they hear the word annuity, they just freak out because of misconception out there. And they just need to understand annuities are income products. They're not an investment, And some unfortunately, some other people have done the wrong painted the wrong picture, and that's what I'm trying to do by doing these workshops and radio shows to educate the public what can be done in order to secure their retirement, in order to secure their long-term care needs. And the other
Educate
big piece is
everybody.
taxation.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. You know, you are doing a great job, first of all. And I know that you talked about being the rain man. I love that. Okay, of like just sprinkling education on everybody, and that's what I love. I want to give out one, your website, and of course that's www.haasfinancial.com. And I know that you probably have some other rules. Can you talk about those? Because those are really interesting.
Right. So the sequence of return risk, we had a show about that, and that is when people put all their money in the market, and market starts going down, right? And if market takes a dive and you have to take money out, it's going to deplete your account really fast. And that is a biggie, and people sometimes don't pay attention. And if the market is up at the beginning of your retirement, obviously your account will going to go up, and you're most likely going to be okay. But you never know. You never know what's market going to do, right? And of course, sequence of return risk is a big problem. A lot of people get into trouble with it, and we could certainly. I mean, there's a lot of different risks that we talk about. And we don't have all day here to talk about it, but I would love for people to come and talk to us, and we'd like to address their tax situation. Being the tax season, we've created a calculator that you could just get on yourself. It's haastaxbill.com, haastaxbill.com. That shows you how much taxes you pay during retirement. And you can put your information in there, and immediately you get a report back that shows how much taxes you pay. That's another biggie that a lot of people, my clients, are using to kind of convert to Roth IRA, which is another big thing. Either get on that site, haustaxbill.com, or call us 866-724-2653, and they'll be delighted to help any ways we can. And I always tell everyone, life is not about me, okay? Life is about other people. Once you get that, your total perspective in life will change, And I've always lived my life like that. I've always worked and give as much as I can. And thank you, Lord, I've been taken care of, and I'm thankful every day.
There you go. I love it. Sam, thank you always for coming on here and just sharing some really great information. And of course,
Thanks.
for our listeners, he's in our newsletter. He is also, he's got and more places that you can come and see him talk and hear him. And of course, he's on every week here. So if you missed any part of it, download our podcast. That podcast is The Kim Pagano Show. It's on iHeart, it's on Apple, it's on Stitcher, it's everywhere. And so you can go back over and share him. And again, Sam, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Kim. Always, always.
All
Thank
right.
you.
Take care.
Nations Investment Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. Sam Haas is an investment advisor representative with Foundations. The content provided is intended for informational and educational purposes only. The views, statements, and opinions expressed herein are those of the individual speakers and not necessarily those of Foundations or its affiliates. The information discussed does not constitute an offer to sell any securities or represent an express or implied opinion or endorsement of any specific opportunity, offering, or issuer, or investment strategy. Each individual investor's situation is different, and any ideas provided may not be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Comments regarding a particular client's experience may or may not be the same as another client's experience, and is not an indication that any client or prospective client will experience the same or a higher level of future success or performance. Any discussion of performance or returns is not indicative of future results. Foundations does not provide legal or tax advice. A Roth conversion may not be suitable for your situation. The primary goal in converting retirement assets into a Roth IRA is to reduce the future tax liability on the distributions you take in retirement or on the distributions of your beneficiaries. The information provided is to help you determine whether or not a Roth IRA conversion may be appropriate for your particular circumstances. Comments about guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products and not investment advisory products. Rates and guarantees provided by insurance products and annuities are subject to the financial strength of the issuing insurance company, not guaranteed by any bank or the FDIC.
Well, that was some really good stuff and some things that we learned there. And let's bring our next guest on.
And of course, I have the pleasure of having Dr. Shuey on today, and we're going to talk a little bit about, of course, he has so many hats and so many journeys, and of course, we're talking about Dr. Kevin Shuey. Dr. Shuey, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Hey, Kim. It's so good to be with you.
Well, thank you so much, and you are an oncologist, an entrepreneur. You own a skin care company. And the author of whose book series was turned into a screenplay. Like, I mean, and you've won over 400 awards. This is amazing. I love it. I love when you have, like, so many different facets of your life. So thank you so much for being here.
Well, I'm really glad to be here with you and looking forward to visiting with you about the screenplays and the books, and I'm excited to talk with you.
Yeah, tell us a little bit, first of all, of how you got started. You know, I always love, there's like always a passion with different doctors or like somebody in your family that you helped or they needed help and that's where you went. So what is your story?
So I am a practicing radiation oncologist. I'm literally in my 38th year of practicing cancer medicine, and I'm actually speaking to you from my office here at the hospital. And so I'm a World War II history buff. It's kind of a hobby for me. And back in November of 2018, I read the story of the Phantom Fortress, which was a B-17 bomber that landed in Kortenberg, Belgium, at a British air base, friendly air base, and it sat there in the runway with its engines running and no one was getting off the plane. And they, I think they drew straws to go out to the plane and figure out what was going on, and a guy named John Crisp went out to the plane and managed to get on board. And there were parachutes lined up against the fuselage and candy wrappers on the floor, but there was no one on board. And it's like the Twilight Zone. It's like doo 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 doo.
Yeah.
And so, but this is a true story. This is in the annals of World War II. And it was like, Kim, it's like I had a bolt of lightning hit me. I thought to myself, well, time travelers could have been on that plane and got zapped back to the future before John got there. And so, I mean, planes like that just don't land by themselves in World War II. This was a four-engine heavy bomber. And so there's just more to this story. And so I imagined that my boyhood gang of friends actually were the time travelers. And that was the spark that got this whole thing started. And so growing up, I was always a fan of time travel. And so I came up with a thesis, or because I have a physics background, I'm a radiation oncologist, and so I came up with what I would call a thesis that when the atomic bomb was being designed and built in World War II, it was called the Manhattan Project, and that was launched by Roosevelt in June of 42. And at that time, it is true that we were worried that Hitler and the Nazis were actually going to win the race to get the atomic bomb. So my thesis was that Roosevelt invites Einstein to the White House in October of 42 and says to him, "Albert, I'm concerned that the Nazis are going to win the race to get the bomb, and we need a backup plan. So I'm commissioning you to build a usable time travel machine called the White Hole Project, and we're going to build it right next to the K-25 plant in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, where we're processing plutonium for the bomb, and no one will know that it's anything but the Manhattan Project, and we'll seal it off. As long as we win the race to get the bomb, we'll seal the White Hole off, but we need a backup plan that we will only use in the event that we lose the race to get the bomb."
Wow. And, that's incredible. I love it.
And so this is just like, I mean, how does something like this happen to you? I mean, honestly, Kim, I feel like this is, that I truly was inspired to write this. And
yeah.
So this group of teenagers in 1974, calling themselves the Bad Love Gang, which is the year before I graduated from high school, by the way.
Uh-huh.
And
yep.
So they accidentally discover a tunnel that leads to the White Hole Project, and it's all still intact and untouched. And they learn how to use it, and the adventures begin.
I love it. I love it. And how many books have you written?
Four. There's Bad Love Strikes is the first one, which, by the way, I rewrote the first screenplay here recently to Bad Love Strikes, and so now it is winning multiple international awards. Bad Love Tigers is book two, and that's the one that we kind of had on our agenda today, and that one has won over 400 international awards. And book three is Bad Love Beyond, and then there's Bad Love Medicine. And so there's four books in the series. And it's a series, and it is just, it's a hoot. And they've all been bestsellers on the Amazon book list. And so I do have a company in Los Angeles that's shopping the screenplays to the studios.
That is crazy. Wow. I love it. So, okay. First of all, so now you still are working as an oncologist. Is that your passion?
I beg your pardon?
Is that your passion?
Oh, yes. And so, I wouldn't be doing it for 38 years if I wasn't passionate about it.
Yeah.
So I'm really doing it because I love doing it. And I'm a radiation oncologist. I'm busy in private practice. And And I think it's this, that, hope is the theme that runs in my medical practice, because I deal with cancer. And that's really what you see in my book series. You see a lot of hope, in desperate situations. And, in this case with the books, it's teenagers mainly solving problems that adults are just too boxed in to solve. And I love that kind of motif,
Yeah, it's almost like thinking out of the box, right?
Right. Yeah.
Where adults kind of are stuck, so they can't figure that out.
We are. I mean, to a large degree, adults are kind of stuck in their ways, and teenagers are just open to anything. Anything's possible. And so, is time travel possible, Kim?
You know, it's interesting. I mean, you see these planes that You know, I mean, there's a show on TV that it's like, what, 5 years later or missing that whole show. That's just so interesting to me, where they come back and it's 5 years either later or before,
yeah.
Or I don't know, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Is that, do you think that's possible?
So I do. I think that it's because it obeys the laws of physics. Einstein's theory of relativity predicted that time travel would be possible, and so they were called wormholes in the early 60s. The phrase was coined, but the funnel of a wormhole, which would connect you to either a different point in space or a different point in time or both, it has the central part is of the funnel, if you will, would have to be held open. So his theory of relativity predicted that would be inherently unstable and difficult to pass through. And so it would take something that Einstein called exotic matter that would hold that funnel open so that time travelers could go through and come back safely. And so in my book, I surmise that blue exotic matter is actually real, and it is located at Area 51. And so in Bad Love Tigers, the one we're talking about, the Bad Love Gang are tasked by President Roosevelt to take a road trip from Warm Springs, Georgia, where they meet with him at the Little White House, out to Area 51, because they have to keep Area 51 safe. And
I love it. Dr. Suey, where are you located?
I'm in Jasper, Indiana. So I'm in God's country here in the Midwest. And so I'm originally from St. Louis. I actually moved here 4 years ago from Colorado. And I'm back in the Midwest and only 3 hours away from all my childhood friends that I grew up with in St. Louis.
Crazy, crazy. Okay, and also I wanted to talk to you about your skincare company. Talk to us about that. It's so hard. I just had an allergic reaction to one of my medications. And so trying to find a skincare is like huge. I love this.
Yeah, so it's called Elite Therapeutics, and you can find it online at elitetherapeutics.com. And so it's really, I discovered early in my practice of radiation that vitamin E actually mitigates damage from radiation and chemotherapy. And so the entire line is really built. It has all eight forms of vitamin E. There's four tocopherols and four tocotrienols in it. It also has Manuka honey from New Zealand, which is incredible as an anti-inflammatory, and hyaluronic acid, which is a magnet drawing water into the skin. And so I really designed it as to prevent side effects from radiation, and it kind of grew into a cosmetics line from there.
And so is it only for people that have or going through chemo, or is it for everybody?
No, it can be for everybody. I mean, it's a great, I think it's a great anti-aging product because of its properties against inflammation.
Wow. Okay. Maybe you can send me some to try out. I would love that. Oh, and now tell us the name of it again.
So the book series or the skincare line is Elite Therapeutics, and I have a website for my books and screenplays, and it's www.kevinshewe.com, and there's a buy tab there. It'll take you to Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and the books are available in paperback, hardcover, they're Nook and Kindle, and all of them are on Amazon Audible. So if you like to listen to books while you're driving or whatnot, or working around the house with a Nearpod in, you can listen to these all four books on Audible.
I love it. I love it. Well, gosh, you are definitely well-rounded. And I love what you're doing. And, of course, thank you for what you do for all our, you know, cancer patients and the skin line. And now some excitement in our life, right, that we can read. So, again, please share our show with everyone. Download our podcast. That is The Kim Pagano Show. And I thank you so much for being a guest here.
Oh, it's been great. You know, life is good, Kim. And
life is good. Life, you are so right.
Life is so good. And maybe we can get together again when this hits the big screen, because
I know love that.
I know that it's going to happen.
And I love that.
This is going to be the next Raiders of the Lost Ark. I mean, it's just, it is a tentpole franchise in the making.
There you go. What do your friends think about it?
They absolutely love it. My nickname was, so we all had nicknames. My nickname was Bubble Butt or BB growing up. And so, but we have Crazy Ike and Goondoggy and Cleopatra and Crisco and the Runt. And so, you know, growing up at that time, there was no political correctness. I mean, we were outside.
Yeah, I love that. That's so true. I love it. Very fun.
Yep. Anyway, well, it's been so wonderful visiting with you, and I look forward to coming back on with you when these movies get made.
There you go. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much, and have a great rest of your day.
Okay. You as well. Thanks again.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for joining us here on The Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. The only way to do great is to love what you do. Have a great rest of your weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.